Log Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Welcome and welcome back to the Black Bougie Brunch with Bethany, and I'm joined now back again with Lamar Jones and Tania Henderson. And Lamar Jones is a real estate investor, and then I am joined with Ms. Tania Henderson, who has her own clothing line. And so for those of you who are just now joining, it's 11 minutes after the hour, and we're talking about how I started, how Lamar got started with his real estate investor gig. And basically, you know, while I'm trying to shout out the Millennial Business and Millennial Startup Saturday, you know, we're just trying to show some praise to millennials and how they're out here working and grinding and doing what we can, you know, just to combat those stereotypes. So now that we're joined with Ms. Tania, we're going to talk about how you got started with Pop Out, right, which is her clothing line, and how it just, take us through that journey.
The idea actually came from being in the beauty shop.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it came into a new year, and I was like, I need to do something for a second income. What can I do for about money? So me, my hairstylist, I remember we were on set, we were driving around for a far as like different little areas, changing in the parking lot. She like has a little board to hide her while she comes up. And one of the outfits, like my least favorite outfit, American Apparel jumpsuit, with cage built. And I remember then, like, it looks so cute. And I'm like, it's all right. I really don't like it, but I love necklaces at the time. I pulled a necklace out of my purse.
Oh my God.
So
that is.
It was happening fast. I still wasn't taking myself serious. I'm like, bro, why are they trying to roast me? Like, I'm just doing this right now. Like, I don't care about this, but whatever. So, from that point, I was like, well, I want to do another shirt. This is before the rock band shirts was even a thing. This is, I'm talking right, this is stuff. So, I was like, I got an idea. I'm going to do the Hermes song, but I want to do it like something of my own. Oh my God, you good. Like, you really brought it all in. It was like you actually transformed it. It took me a whole other year to even release this shirt. Because it's like, every single time, the shirt is so perfect, but like the way it's being executed on the t-shirt, I don't like it. Because at this point, I'm like, going to get shirts out of like little stores and taking them to the county people. Like, you can come bring my shirt. So when he came up with that actual design, I'm like, okay, this is why I have to get it. So we probably get made this on a full year before I got in. Does my shirt come? It needs to be kind of tweak things or things. I'm like, okay, this is all cool, but I wanted to add this, and I'm going to take this away. So we did that. And this was my fashion team, so I had one of my favorite shirts. This is like, this shirt changed the game. I felt like, I was like 3 years later, and I'm still. So it's like the Urban Maiden front, the little bumpy lady. She has on my very first podcast.
Oh, okay, that is so cute.
Like, so after a while, I was like, okay, do I have two shirts? I'm just going to search. So before I knew it, like the city had kind of like molded pop out to just wrap his t-shirt on, but in my mind, I said, well, I don't do t-shirts, I'm just I don't have another shirt, this is just so y'all can know what I do. And it just went from there, like, oh my God.
Wow. That is phenomenal.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned.
Right.
It was supposed to be like a little joke. You was like, no.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right, people. So you heard it. Millennials, we out here. We doing our thug bizzle. We doing what we got to do.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get a little gangster because I was saying earlier that I came across an article on Pinterest, and they were kind of dragging millennials through the mud, saying that millennials don't really buy fabric softener. And I was like, well, they write about bad about us about anything and everything. You know, we just cannot catch a break. We're either lazy, we don't get jobs, and blah, blah, blah. And so when I was reading through the comments, it was saying, like, okay, well, first of all, if we had jobs, we could be able to afford fabric softener.
Right.
We can't afford it because it's expensive and we don't have jobs. So, therefore, we have to create jobs.
Yeah.
And that's why I invite you two on the show, because you guys are prime examples of what it's like to create your own doors when it seems like nothing else is happening. So you guys have some hard times, I imagine. Can you guys speak to those, speak about those hard times, and for those listeners who are, you know, like, okay, well, it happened for y'all. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm trying to do. I got a rent that's due. I got a car note, and blah, 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 blah. So can you guys speak to those listeners who are in this hard time and, you know, might need some encouraging words?
Yeah, I'll talk a little bit about it. So, yeah, I mean, definitely one of the times for me was when I was starting off part-time, and I was basically working my full-time job until I worked all the time really hard to really get my name going and, you know, get popping. and I know the toughest thing for a lot of people is, you know, when they want to start their own business, is, man, how am I going to be able to fund it? It is like a risk, you know. It's like you don't have that steady check coming in every week. It's like, man, I don't know about the ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a risk. But the best advice I can tell you is, man, you just got to have faith. Have faith in yourself and prepare as much as you can, you know. You know, I mean, the quote, my man, Andre 3000, you can plan a pretty picnic and think of it. But, I mean, you don't know. You know, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you don't know what might happen, but you can plan. So, I mean, one of the ways that, you know, some people that's maybe working full-time or not working or just thinking about getting anything full-time, one of the best pieces of advice I can give you to plan is, first off, to make a business plan no matter what you're doing. And that's free. You know, they have templates. You can
download it.
Yeah, download it. And that'll give you a blueprint for what you need to do, and that'll give you a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it may not be the right time for you right now, but it may be the right time 6 months from now. You can plan. And also start investing your money in, like, mutual funds and savings accounts. That's free as well. You know, I started with that a couple of years ago. And basically, you can just put a little bit of money in there and let your money grow and start putting together a plan. And then last thing, man, when you start doing it, you know, just do it and do it hard and take it like when I was doing it part-time, I was basically still, like, working too much. I mean, you just got to do it, you know, part-time from home nights. But if that's what you're asking about, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, the perfect setting. You just got to make it work and grind it out and work.
For me, a difficult situation, I realized I had one thing I remember telling my little sister is, you have to face your reality. We all can plan out and map out what we want to do, but in reality, like you said, if you don't plan for it, you don't be realistic about it, it's just like, you just overthink something, feel like you make a move, and you're really not. You just have your vision. It's like, this is what I want to do, but you're not really setting yourself up. And I feel like when I started, it was just idea, it was fun, I just went to floss, I'm selling my friends. And I didn't realize, like, okay, so you're building a brand for yourself, but you need to prepare, you need to separate the two. You need to separate business and stuff, and you need to know when to turn off the fun and be like, hey, this is business. This is what you need to focus on, or your business is not going to grow. Another lesson is, when you do build your brand and you get the following, but you still trying to maintain the business, something I learned is you either run the business or you're maintaining the business. You can't be both. Being around the right people, it matters. Like, I remember starting Popping Out, and I would find myself, like, in my feelings, like, people don't understand me. Why y'all ain't doing this? Why y'all doing this? But then I realized, like, it's not even
everybody's job to see what your dream is. Like, you have your friends for your friends, and then you need business-minded people that will bring you to the next level with your thinking. So after a while, I stopped taking everything personal and start focusing on my goals and realizing, like, man, you need to be serious. You need to have a plan. You need to be around the right people. You need to make sure your personal life doesn't interfere with your business life, and you just have to do it without worrying about what anybody else says. So as long as you do that, you'll be fine. Have faith in God and just work really hard at it because it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a post that said social media about everybody thinks entrepreneurship is easy, and it's not. Like, nobody really sees the hard work and what's really going on.
Tears at night.
I cried again. You know why? It's like, my reason, like, why are you saying, like, everybody has a popular shirt? Yeah, but this is just the beginning. So, y'all think this is legit. This is big. But when you're in business, like he said, like, you come to, like, cash flow. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are in shirts. Yeah, the money is good. But you reinvest it back into your business because you see a bigger pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we all need to do.
Yes, I'm for it. It's 26 minutes after the top of after the hour, and I'm joined with Tania and her pop up brand, as well as Lamar and his real estate investor. And so basically, it's Millennial Startup Saturday, and actually, I'm trying to debate if I should have Millennial Startup Saturday or Millennial Success Saturday because you guys are true definitions of success and creating those doors. And so you guys are awesome, and nobody else tells you.
Thank you.
And so just make sure, you know, if I need to borrow a few dollars, that you guys can answer your phone because I will be that person. Just FYI. Okay, so let's talk about any further or future projects you guys have going, some behind-the-scenes stuff that I can know about.
Yeah, ladies first, I'll let
you. Well, it's funny you say it because a lot of my friends have their business. I feel like although I'm in a platform of fashion, I feel like there's a goal for me to, like, how people are like, oh, my God, I got this business. But so I feel like for the platform that I have for Pop Out, I noticed, like, I remember doing a survey to my customers,
mm-hmm.
like,
And my job won't pay, and so
this is just giving so many people, you know, some hope. And so I just appreciate that. So let me let you finish and talk about.
Yeah. So yeah, y'all got me caught thinking about hats and clothes. I don't know what. So I got a couple of things coming up too, and then also real quick. So like Becky said, I wear a couple of different hats. I'm a real estate investor, but my main title is I'm a real estate agent. So I just want to let y'all know if y'all trying to buy or sell a house, I'm your man. I got a couple of different things coming up. I wanted to shout out. First thing, I don't know if anybody's heard of Social Venture Partners, but if you haven't, please check it out. It is it's basically a philanthropic organization. So they're doing a lot of good stuff in Dallas. They work with nonprofits. They're helping to build up the city. And they started a young up and coming version. Because most of the people in it are like CEOs, retired CEOs, older, done, wealthy, good. But they started a young adults version, and we're going through residency. So we're in the second month right now. I got the opportunity to be a part of that. And they're having an event called Big Bang at Paul Quinn College. If y'all don't know, Paul Quinn is an HBCU. So show love. It's this Thursday from 8 to 5. So Big Bang is basically just a connection of leaders. It's a great event. You can check it out on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and LamarJ364 and Lamar A. Jones on my Facebook. And then also, just a couple other things. Like I told you guys before, I'm having an open house today from 2 to 4, 2734 Wilton Avenue in Dallas, Texas. It's right in Oak Cliff, and it's right off Hampton and 30. Also, one big thing I wanted to, anybody that's looking to get into a house or trying to, like I told you guys about budgeting your money, I'm hosting a free financial seminar November 4th at the Urban Library. It's a great event, November 4th, the first Saturday in November. And it's not just me, it's four other great speakers. So I got a financial planner coming out. I got a loan officer. I got a title company and a home insurance person.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. It's legit. So we're going to be talking about how to budget your money, how to invest, how to build wealth, and also about it's going to be a home buying seminar as well, how to get into a home and the benefits of owning a home. This is a great event. It's November 4th, Saturday, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Urban Library. It's free. We're going to have some food for you, and we're going to have a free product giveaway.
Make sure you send me the information so I can post it on my social media.
I'm going to send it, and then there was one last. I'm sorry. I don't want to. My Instagram is LamarJ364. Definitely follow me on Instagram. And then the last thing, this one isn't my event, but I got the opportunity to speak at it. So this Thursday after the Big Bang from 7 to 9, it's just a quick real estate seminar if you want to learn about investing or just learn about some of the grants you can get to get into a home from 7 to 9 at Comfort Inn Suites in Grand Prairie. So it's a young lady called Paula Meredith. She helped start our business. It's her event, but she let me speak for a little bit. So if you can come through, that's a free event as well, too. I appreciate all the love. This is what networking does. This is a prime example of networking. A couple weeks ago?
Yes, we met at a book signing. Devin Franklin, you know, Mac and Judge's husband. He has a book. He had a newer book called The Hollywood Commandments. And me being the journalist that I am, you know, I have to show up and pop out.
Okay.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so that's how we met. And, you know, he was telling me what he did, and I told him what I did. And, you know, we kept in contact, and then, boom, there you go. And so that's the power of networking.
The power, yeah. And it was a level of networking only reason I heard about that event is because I networked with a young lady called Destiny who's in a residency with me. So I networked with her to learn about the event, and I came to the event, and I met Bethany. And now I think everything growing. And I guess one of the biggest things I'm all about, because I'm all about, like, people especially small businesses working together, especially, like, I really want us to get back to, like, Black Wall Street and everybody working together, you know what I'm saying? So one of the best ways to do that, I think a lot of times people try to be independent, which is good, and it's a lot of people that can't ride on your ride with you and just not, if they're not doing it, you don't want any dead weight. But you got to support each other, man. Support each other's business. It's so much money out here. It's so many opportunities. If you see somebody doing something, you know, pull up their business, help them out, get them referrals, you know. I work with people all the time, so if I see some people that's looking for clothes, I definitely going to help them out. I'm going to tell them, get on their pop out. It's easy, but do that because that builds connections, and you can't make it. Nobody can make it.
Right.
It takes a village.
Yes, and I really like the fact that you spoke on, you know, Black ownership and Black empowerment, because so many of us who are financially unaware, you know, and we just like, okay, I'm going to start a business. And then when it doesn't give you the yield that you wanted, it's just like,
right.
I just give up.
Yeah.
Everybody hates me. I don't get no support. And it's just like, let's go back and let's get around some financial advisors. Let's get around some, you know, let's get a budget set. Let's start planning. And so I'm really glad that you, you know, touched base on that, because so many of us, especially us being so young, we really need to know about how to balance a checkbook.
Yeah.
It's simple stuff. Because
we didn't learn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like parents and teachers,
mm-hmm.
like teachers, they have their own audience. They just like, you tell me so much just your family. They don't.
Right.
But the people say, what do we do with this time over in the winter? Like, I'm making this college, but I don't want to work track, but I'm losing this job. And it's like, it's kind of like how do you expect to, like, network and expand and, like, build these type of relationships with their mindset?
I feel like a lot of people are hurt.
Yeah,
a lot of people are hurt because, and they going off this Lil Wayne, Real G's Move in Silence, like LaDon.
Yeah.
I know you'd be so proud of that. You know, I'm like rap. So, anyway. but I just feel like this generation is so butthurt about everything. And we don't know how to separate the personal from business. We don't know how to say, hey, I need you to help me, because we're so hurt of being clipped off or somebody not wanting to work with us, and our pride gets bruised so easily.
Yeah.
But you could speak to that as well.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. You know, especially when you're starting out, it's easy to get mad, because you're not going to get a lot of opportunities. And a lot of people get mad, too, because of what you spoke on before about people saying, like, oh, man, I'm not getting the support. I'm out here putting stuff on social media.
Yeah.
I'm not liking my posts. I'm asking out for business. Y'all not giving it to me. But I mean, you just gotta work hard, man. Everybody who is ever successful has to start somewhere. And I think a lot of things, too, also, I feel like we're just not hungry enough as far as we want to be kind of bougie on the events we take,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So some people might say, you know, if I, for example, I get seminars sometimes. I hosted a seminar the other day. It was only six people there. Now I could have been bougie, but it's only six people. I'm not speaking here.
Mm-hmm.
So this ain't worth my time. But you know why not? After that, I was able to get two leads off of that,
mm-hmm.
because I spent
mm-hmm.
some time to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just never think that you're above something. You know, especially when you're starting out, because you're definitely not. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
that scripture, the start's not small beginnings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So don't not. You know, if you get opportunity, you need to take that, whatever you can get, and just go after it. And you know, don't worry about, you're gonna get failures. You're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get hard times. You gotta just keep moving.
And so kind of like when you say, I kind of felt like I was at a space where I was like, no, I'm not gonna do this, but not because I was bougie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is on my lane?
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I was like pushing off my calling.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was circumstances where I was in where I was like, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I don't have no fun in life.
Right.
I'm not doing it. But then I realized, like, to me, like, you have to do these things. Because one platform, so you just to another platform. It's like you don't know who you're inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're setting yourself off, and I feel like I was putting myself off because I didn't feel like I was 100% prepared.
Right.
And I was listening to TDJ.
Yeah,
I listened to it three times.
Yeah.
Two last night, one this morning. So when I was listening to it, I was like, he's right. Like, you have to use what you have for what you have. And I feel like a lot of us don't throw what we have. We just basically like, well, I ain't got to bring on. That ain't even going to do it. So you're right. You can't turn it.
Yeah. So one thing you said earlier, which I wanted to touch base on again, was about women's empowerment. But it, you kind of triggered something because you said women empowerment, but I heard mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to know, are you guys mentoring anybody? Is somebody mentoring you? How important is mentorship when you're starting your own business?
It's very important. And I didn't realize how important it was until I realized I can be the know-it-all of my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need someone who's doing what I want to do for someone who has my experience. So recently, I was like, well, it's good for me to write somebody and be like, hey, can you do it for me?
Mm-hmm.
So I just knew the relationship I had and took from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally broke in, like, the guy. I'm like, bro. Like I said, bro. He's, like, older. So I'm like, you have to be my mentor at this point. Like, not even, if he's not in profession or anything, he has a print company and he's going down his business.
Mm-hmm.
And then my hairstylist, in my mind, she was my mentor. I never told her.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, she was my mentor when she used to have those meetings with us and we talk about our goals. I just use those relationships, like, kind of played it a part. But I don't currently have a mentor, but I thought it's very important to have one.
Right.
Like, now I'm like, no, I need to have my
Right.
You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's so important. I'm glad you said that, too, because I feel like that's something we struggle with as a generation. Not necessarily just having a mentor, but willing to be mentored and do internships for free. Because that's so important, like, especially when you're starting off, like, I feel like the old generation, like, for example, like, I mean, P. Diddy, he was an internship with one of the New Jack Swing record label. I forget the name of it, but he was an intern there for years working for free. When he was coming out of college before he got his start.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was just doing it for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got to get back to, doing it for the experience, doing it for free. And sometimes you might even have to put money out your pocket to pay them. And, you know, that sounds bad. Mm-hmm. Like, people say, man, I got to pay for this job. But, yeah, sometimes you do. If it's somebody that, you know, you don't always look at it as, like, your paycheck doesn't always have to be money. Your paycheck can be getting
knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah, your paycheck is to get knowledge. If you got a good opportunity, somebody allowing you to work with them, that's invaluable. Because, I mean, you can read all the books you want on the field, but the experience is everything.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
you know, because maybe mommy and daddy couldn't teach us or how to open up a bank account because maybe mommy and daddy didn't know.
Right.
And so can you guys speak to that? What are some of the hardest things that you guys have had to encounter? And talk about how you guys have overcome those encounters.
Yeah, just a quick public service announcement. On the subject of mommy and daddy, just out there for the high school kids and college kids, living with your parents is definitely underrated. So if you can, trust me, from a guy that's living on his own and started out and was struggling, if you can, you know, when you graduate, when you, you know, 20, 21, or 19, take them a couple years to plan out and live. I mean, even if you don't live rent-free, like, though, you can pay for the food bill or something, but that's much better than paying for all the bills.
Everything.
So you take that time to really build and grow and plan out the rest of your 20s, because that is definitely underrated. And, yeah, so I forgot. I got so off track.
No, but that was amazing.
I just wanted to talk it out because it was on my hand.
So we're talking about the challenges that we've encountered since we've been in business and how we've overcome those challenges.
Oh, okay. I guess my biggest thing was stepping out of my comfort zone to really get out there. So in real estate, to really get your name out there, you can't just post on social media. I door knock neighborhoods. I call people. I build relationships, and that was a little harder for me starting out because I'm naturally introverted, y'all. If I can, my perfect weekend is just chilling at home, watching NBA or something, just have a couple people over and just chilling. Like, I'm not a club person, I'm just chilling. Yeah, just laid back. So to really get out there and, you know, talk to strangers and build relationships with strangers was out of my comfort zone.
Right.
But I had to challenge myself, and I think that's the best, you know, thing you can do. No matter what, your comfort zone is going to be different from somebody else's, but no matter what it is, start coming out of your comfort zone, and then that'll start coming to your strengths, and that'll start helping you and making you a better person.
Yeah.
I feel like the hardest thing for me was keeping the passion and losing the emotions. I think that as a Cancer, I'm like very emotional. I take everything personal, so it was like, I caught myself every time I got in my feelings, I lose focus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, after a while, you have to look outside and your feelings. Like, this is what needs to go on, and you either build from it or you keep your feelings going back. So that was the hardest thing for me. Other than that, another thing I felt like I was battling with, probably still battling with, is choosing the right people to help build the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Help you kind of like tunnel vision and actually be around people who like have the goal to, hey, this is what I want to do. It's like you need to bring yourself around the wrong people, you're in the wrong team. It's like after a while, you all over the place, you're like, hey, I'm overwhelmed.
So balance.
Okay.
All right. So last thing, because we got to have to wrap it up in a little bit. Last thing, friendships. Have you guys had to lose any friendships? You know, have you guys had to change your circle? What was that like for you guys? How did you guys feel? How did you guys, again, overcome?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm so furious. I'm mad. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm like, yo, did you see this? I don't cry. I'm like, what? But I would say I lost friendships. I would say your season's ended.
Mm-hmm.
Your passion broke up. Your previous passion broke up. But no, it's hard. Because it's like, as I said at the beginning, when you start out, you expect everybody to be cheering you on. And it's like, we can be lit. Like,
yeah.
We got friends. We got goals. We accomplishing. And it's like, you find yourself, the further you go up, the more people go there.
Mm-hmm.
Who was just cool? Like, why you mad at me? And then it's like, after a while, the stuff that you find yourself doing, it becomes a wave. And it's like,
or people really genuinely doing this, or they really genuinely my friend. Okay, if you're my friend, like, what, what's the bad blood? So it's like, yeah, I've lost relationships with people, but it's like, it's not any ill thing. It's so, I don't have a grudge against anyone, but everybody can't come. Like, mm-hmm. they can't feel like to teach you, and if you learn a lesson, you build from it. Because I feel like starting up as a millennial, everything that you go through should be a lesson, and it kind of builds your character so you can be strong when you really want to be. But I need to get out of it, so I don't really take it personal. And those types of people, you, it kind of gives you a vision of this type of people, or these type of situations you can watch yourself from, and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. It's emotional, it happens.
Yeah. Do you see, like, new friendships on the rise, or, you know, people who are like, girl, I got you, whatever you need, you know, I got you, I'm here for you?
Yeah, my closest friends are not even my day one, like, what they say, no new friends. Like, I feel like my newest friends, I have the strongest bond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe in these people. At first, I used to be so stuck up, right, Tasha? Mm-hmm. Like, you was my clique, don't talk to me, you shot in the gas. What is happening now? Like, I find myself in my best friend was like, Tamia, you and you're not stuck up, you used to be unapproachable. But it came natural, I think, to be the mother, like, me and my daughter, it kind of made me, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like building new friendships
mm-hmm.
is very important, because it's like when you hang around the same people all the time, like, you don't learn anything.
Right.
You don't have anyone. And then a lot of times you hang around old people and you don't have no one calling you out
mm-hmm.
on what else.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? When you have new people, they don't have no reason not to call you
right.
out. They knew they, and they're expecting that you already know it.
Right.
They don't. You always have these things.
My girl, well, I don't know what you think this is.
Oh,
you better get.
Yeah, like, my friends, they'll take me in minutes.
Okay. So, 4 minutes left. Lamar?
Yeah, so I keep it quick and simple. But, yeah, I definitely agree with everything Tanisha said. I'm sorry. I'm bad with names, y'all. My bad. But, yeah, I agree with everything Tanisha said. Friendship, like she said, some people in your life are seasons, and you just naturally grow as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I guess that's the best way to grow. Sometimes somebody definitely is to go left or just go right. So you can either go left with them and not go your route, or you can go your route. Sometimes y'all meet back up, sometimes you won't. But, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to be ill blood. It just means, you know, sometimes y'all in two different stages of life. But that's why you always keep building. You know, keep meeting new people, great people. Just keep pushing forward.
All right, real fast. Social media platforms are going to go around this way. Anything, all your social media platforms you want to get out real fast.
Okay, my business page is the Pop Out Brand on Instagram. My personal is Miss Tamia, MISSTENIA. My Facebook is Tamia Henderson. And,
My Facebook is Lamar A. Jones. And then my Instagram is LamarJ364. And then also, call me anytime, 972-948-7038.
All right. And then, again, you're joined with the Black Bougie Brunch with Bethany. You can follow me on Instagram at BBBW_2017. You can find me on Facebook at Bethany Sargent. And also, you can find me on the Blog Talk Radio. I'll be posting links all day. Also on Twitter is BBBWB_2017. Yeah, that's a lot. And thank you guys again for joining us today, and I look forward to talking with you guys again. Thank you guys so much.
You should have gave me your personal too.
That's all right.